Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Well, you heard the mission, and thank you so much. 68,000 listens in. We're going strong. That's right. This is UR Tennis Network. It's exciting for me to be back here. It is Alyssa Cohen, your host of Women Ruling the Court. One opinionated woman. I happen to say me and my opinions, we get along all right. All of these voices in my head, somehow I manage. But thank you for tuning in. It looks like there's a couple of you live, so welcome, welcome. Hope you're new. We're always looking to get the newbies in. And if you're archiving us, I hope that you're still enjoying it. If you are enjoying it, I hope you're sharing it. Definitely please press that share button. We really want to get the sport of tennis ramped up, and we need your help. So thank you, loyal listeners, for helping us do that and follow along. Listen, we're jumping in today with my opinion on community tennis. And I get such inspiration. You heard his voice a little bit. You hear it every time you tune in to Blog Talk Radio. That's our chief executive officer, Jason Haynes. And Jason is so passionate about tennis that even when I'm trying to talk to him about other things, most of the analogies come back to tennis, and I learned so much from the guy. And he was talking to me today, and he said, I was thinking that it might just be that we talk about the fact that, you know, it might not really be much of a point to be a member of the USTA. And I said, well, Jay, you know what? And he said, yeah. You know, what kind of community tennis is going on? Maybe you could talk about that. You know, where's community tennis? And where is it in Northern California? Because that's where I am. I live in Oakland, and I play out at Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco type area. And I got to thinking, I hung up the phone, had to go to work, you know, pay the haircut bill. And I'm thinking, you know, that's kind of true. If I didn't know anything about the sport of tennis and just wanted to, there really isn't much out there as far as, like, if you go to Google and you put in tennis in Northern California, USTA comes up, but you kind of don't know what to do. Do I join? If I join, am I going to get a hit? Am I going to get a match? How good do I need to be? Oh, my God, there's this rating system that comes up. And it kind of, you know, people can kind of sass me because they think I'm super bitter about the USTA. They kind of have some, you know, opinions about me because, oh, there I go again, bashing the USTA. It's not that I'm bashing the USTA. I just sort of want to plant the seeds that this is an organization that requires membership to play a sport. They say that they're into community tennis, and yet if you go to Northern California, USTA.com, you don't know anything about the sport of tennis, and you try to go play or get a lesson or get a match or learn the sport, there's no place to park you. And so I did a little digging today about this, about community tennis, and I surely did find some organizations who are there in Northern California, and I did some section-wide examinations. I know that the sections do try. They have community volunteers, they have tennis service representatives that really do care. But you know what the problem is? The problem is that the tennis service representatives and the tennis programs out there only cater to people who know about tennis. So what they rely on is, you know, somebody like me who knows tennis, maybe doesn't have to play anymore, tournament level, college level, maybe that active tennis life has subdued some. However, they're relying on me to talk to a newbie or talk to somebody to take, I think they market with this tool called the buck slip, These used to be the bane of my existence when I worked there. They wear these little slips, a little bit longer than a dollar bill, hence the name Buck Slip. And it contained all the Adult League program information on the front and back of this Buck Slip. And so they're placing 2.5 and beginner level Buck Slips at tennis clubs. Now, I need to review with you the demographic of the tennis club. The tennis club average age of a member in California here is 45 years old, white, and male. And you know, now we need to stop picking on the USTN. I need to players. I'm going to challenge you and call all of you out. You've gotten all comfortable playing your tennis at the country club level. I hear it. I watch the ladies. I watch the ladies as they play their league matches, and God bless them. But should they have to go to a public court and experience something a little out of control, some garbage maybe on the court, maybe the courts haven't been washed in a while, maybe there's some cracks on the court? Either way, they kind of flinch a little. They kind of scrunch up their noses like, ooh, this isn't quite what we used to. And then the best is when they return to the club after getting their asses kicked, because the public park people, the people that are hungry to win, they don't even notice the cracks. So you're so busy playing and thinking about those dang cracks on the court that you lose your focus and the point of why you're playing league in the first place. And so this is now the tennis community. It's the adult league community. Do you know that 90% survey in 2008? They did another survey in 2012, and the stats were exactly the same. 90% STA for adult league. So the tennis community is synonymous with being a USTA member. If you want to play tennis in America, you're going to have to be, if you want to compete, you want to meet other people, you have to join the USTA. Now, here's the problem. The cost of USTA is fairly minimal. It's $45, I think, now a year for an adult. This isn't so bad. This isn't going to put us in the poorhouse. What is that to participate, to really play, requires some kind of membership to a facility that has tennis courts and tennis programs and tennis instructors. Look at what juniors have to go through. What if you're a young? Where is the programming for the young people? Community tennis, I'm going to say it again because I really want you to get it. Community tennis is synonymous with country club USTA league tennis. It's the same thing. And you know what, tennis players, if you are listening to this show, you're the reason why. Somewhere along the way, you joined your club, you got involved in what mattered to you in the sport, and you forgot about the cycle of life, the ecosystem of the sport. This used to be the sport that they called the sport of a lifetime. They used to say that. They used to say, play tennis, play golf, because these are sports that will last you a lifetime. You know what's happening? The sport is aging. And you know what's sad? Nobody's talking to each other. Nobody but UR Tennis Network gets on and talks about it. And nobody but the volunteer host that to come on air and run this network, talk about it. Talk about the sport of tennis and community. Try to get it in front of people who ordinarily wouldn't have access to it. And that's why when we call the action for you to share and for you to participate, it's not just so we can get some numbers, folks. It's so we can really say, listen, we are serious. We want to stop the bleeding in tennis. The average age of a person playing tennis is 45. Yeah, that's going to get a 10-year-old excited when they can go and at a peer level go out and play with a 45-year-old person. I once was 10, and I can tell you I was raised to respect adults, but with all due respect, I don't think that's going to motivate a 10-year-old to want to go pick up a tennis racket. Now, if mom or dad plays, and through osmosis and through family, they're able to get exposure to the sport, sure, great. I have to play with mom and dad, play with mom and dad's friends. But if you're a 10-year-old kid and you don't have much, you're just going, walking home from school, and you see a soccer field packed with other kids, and all you got to do is just run up and down the field. Or you're a kid and you see a baseball team, and all it means is just putting on some uniform and being a part of something, that looks a whole lot more appealing than walking by a set of courts and seeing, you know, a lot of adults gathered, but there's really nobody that looks like you or sounds like you. And you want to have a question, you may even want to ask. Maybe you're a confident 10-year-old. You go up, you want to ask. And they're all big adults that are obsessed with adult league. They can't connect. We have a responsibility, and this is somewhat touchy-feely. This is somewhat sociological, but I got to get real on this level. And if you're listening to this network, you're halfway there. You're kind of saying to me and to the universe, I mean, you must be. It's almost 69,000 of you. You know, you're kind of saying that you're ready to change. You're ready to take some responsibility. But that's what my show's about. Take some ownership. Take some ownership for what's going on. Because believe it or not, when you start with something that you care about, like tennis, you can set off a vibration and an energy and a momentum that starts to positively make an impact across multiple levels. And it doesn't have to be negative. You know, the USTA isn't negative. They're just filled with people who've lost their way. And that's okay. The listeners of You Are Tennis can bring it back. 69,000 of you have the power to tweet and Facebook and Reddit and comment and say, you know what, we're bringing it back. We miss the days where tournament fees for our kids were $10 and they got a T-shirt. And my kid had a blast. And he played 2 or 3 matches. We miss the days when the draws were abundant and healthy. We miss the days where our kids could go to a public park and play tennis, get a little attention from a local pro. We miss that. We want that. We demand that. You know what? If you're a USTA member, you should demand it. But I have a question for you. Other than league, what do they do for you, and what do they do for your community? When you go that chance that you got to go play on a public court, and you do, you see those cracks, you see what they're going through, you see the torn nets, you see the elements of the sport that you love. And I know you tennis players, you guys are freaking obsessed. You eat, you work out, you think, you breathe the sport of tennis. And so I know, and I have faith, I really do have faith, I know that you're into it. So I know that the tennis obsessed, I know you're paying attention to the conditions out there. How come you're not going back and writing to the USTA, to your section office, to say, you know, excuse me a minute. The course down at San Pablo here in Berkeley, I don't know, I think, you know, ain't there some grant money? Yes, there's a lot. It's a $4.5 million operating budget for one section. I don't know about you, but at Tennis Net, the last time I checked on Tennis Warehouse, listen to Tennis Warehouse. Listen how great. Not to plug, because we don't plug here. We keep it pretty real. And if we do plug, it's because they're very real. But I respect Tennis Warehouse because I personally have had dealings with him, and he's a very decent guy who founded it. And he doesn't even pay, he doesn't even say to the section, okay, pay me for advertising. What he does is he says, you know, I'm going to give a contribution back to the section. So, you know, if some of your members shop from me, a portion of that will go back to the section. Sounds great. He doesn't even charge. So even if you go to tenniswarehouse.com and you buy a tennis net for your local park, you're turning around and giving it back to the section. So part of you is giving it back. I could be mistaken. I have to check my facts. But I think the last time that I checked on Tennis Warehouse, the cost of a tennis net, I think it came around $200. So I've got 69,000 listeners. And I just need 200 of you on Facebook to tell me that you're going to donate $1 and we can get this one net. I mean, do you know how awesome that would be? In fact, if you're listening, I'm going to challenge you. I want to see if you're paying attention. I want to see if you're paying attention to UR Tennis. I'm going to go on Facebook after this and I'm going to put $200 up there, and I want to see if I'm going to get 200 comments of people that are going to pledge and say, all right, I'm going to give $1 to get a tennis net, because that would just be mind-blowing. Let's see. I really want to be surprised, happily. So community tennis, you know, I have a NorCal focus. I want to talk about the nation, though, because if we can start somewhere, we can start anywhere. We can get a momentum going. You know, I understand. You work hard. You want to play at a nice facility. But you know what? Nice facilities can exist everywhere. All you have to do is decide that it's important, that your environment is important to you. Let's talk about an analogy. The state of California is so bankrupt that public parks have no funding. You know what happens when public parks have no funding? Kids have nowhere to play. So where do kids go? They go home. You know where they go? On the computer. Now on mobile tablet devices and mobile phones. Even a basic mobile phone now has data. You know what they learn? Things that probably a 10-year-old shouldn't know. The sophistication, the access to very sophisticated content starts to clutter a young mind. It's overwhelming. No wonder we see kids who can't pay attention in class. We see kids who have obesity issues. Obesity is a huge thing that UR Tennis, we really are going to ramp up to talk about, because we're athletes here, we're tennis players here, but we get the whole being. But, you know, you make a decision to not contribute to a community tennis facility, and really, you may think it doesn't matter, but it really, really does. Because at the end of the day, that's taking away an opportunity to help foster a healthy community. I'm going to liken it to food, because next to sports, people love food and get food. You know, I have the privilege of being in Berkeley, California, which is kind of like the food, gourmet food mecca, really. I think even before New York. And there's a chef here, Alice Waters, who started a revolutionary concept where she would have farm-to-table food. She's terrified of the processed food. The people, there's about four companies that control food, and they want us to be very, very sick. And her mission has been exactly what UR Tennis is. Her mission has been to go and talk about and show people how to build gardens so they can feed themselves. And you know where she starts? She starts in school. Her number one target audience, the number one category that she exists to go after in her foundation, she values the community so much that the number one priority is to go after kids, so that kids learn and get excited and feel good and empowered and know the difference and develop good eating habits. If it's happening with food, folks, it can happen at sports, and tennis can certainly happen. Because Alice Waters doesn't have a $300 million nonprofit backing it. USTA does. So what do your membership dues for you? What do your membership dues do for you? What do they do for the community? Are you going to board meetings? Call your local section office. How much have they donated? What are they doing? When you play on a public court and you see it's in distress, call the section office. Say, hey, have you been out here? What are you guys doing about it? There's about 300 million reasons they can say, oh, we can help. See, here's my issue with USTA. You can't pick and choose when you want to be a big fish. Either you're the fish or you're the pond. Pick it. But you can't be a moving target. And they want to be a big shot. They want to dominate U.S. tennis. They want to come up with all the answers. And they got to own it, the good and the bad. Here's the bad, folks. They like making money off league, and they like the aging of the sport. Because if they didn't like it, there'd be community tennis. And I firmly believe that. And if you disagree with me, okay, call in. Keep your eyes peeled for when I pop up here. I'll take your call. Right now, as I broadcast, I left work. I'm sitting in my car. We're volunteers here at UR Tennis Network. We're grassroots. We're the real deal. And I'm looking at tennis courts that probably haven't been touched by the Oakland Park and Rec Department in probably 10, 12 years. And yet I know for a fact that the USTA has listed that as an organization that they endorse. And it bothers me, it irks me, because I kind of want to know what my $45 got me. So think about your community. Get a little bit bigger than yourself. Think about your legacy. You know, this is something I love about leaderships and leaders that I look up to. I really look up to many different leaders on the spiritual level. I look up to many different leaders on a corporate level. And you know what they all kind of get around to saying? No matter what denomination you are, no matter, you know, what your business compass says, they all kind of say, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? Because if you have an idea of the legacy that you want to leave, you're going to make a lot of your decisions from that foundation. For me personally, it is extremely important. And you know what? Every time you listen to UR Tennis Network, you help me make that a little bit more possible. But now I'm going to challenge you because I know I have some fans. I can feel it. You better like me. I like you. I like talking at you. I know. I should take some calls. I know. I can see that you call. I could. But we're running out of time. So in this last moment, this is what I'm going to put out there to you. Community tennis is key. And this is a big concept, and we're going to go really deeper into it. But for today, I really need you to think about your legacy in tennis. Can you think about it beyond your rating? Can you think about it beyond that 4-0, that 4-5, that 5-5, that 2-5, that number? What do you want to leave? What did you grow up with the sport of tennis? Did you ever find yourself saying, God, I wish I'd started younger? Because there are coaches like my boss who will. They'll hang out at a tennis court, and they will teach, and they will make it a point to give back to the youth and to the community because they know, in the end, it'll work out. They'll be able to pay their haircut bill. It'll be okay. I have complete faith in that. All right, so we got two things. You're going to think about your legacy, and you're going to surprise me. I'm going to see. I'm going to put this 200 number up. Look for it in about 30 minutes. If I get 200 comments, there's a tennis court. Now I'm going to take a picture of it, but there's a tennis court in Oakland. I'm looking at it right now. That is going to get a brand new tennis net thanks to this radio network. And I'm going to be absolutely thrilled if we can do it. It'll be mind-blowing. We just need 200 people to say, yes, I'm going to donate a dollar, and we're going to make it happen. All right, thank you so much for listening to UR Tennis. Listen, you guys are incredible. Help us get the tennis community movement going. It's a big deal, and your legacy is a big deal. And by listening to us, supporting us, you're absolutely taking part in that legacy, and we thank you for that. Thank you so much, and of course, I've always got to wish you happy tennis.